It is your KORA News Radio Sports for Monday, January 12th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Dakota Wesleyan women's basketball ran their winning streak to 7 games on Saturday with a 79-50 victory over Mount Marty at the Corn Palace. Emma Yost led the Tigers with 17 points. Riley Rosenquist added 14, while Avery Broughton had a double-double of 12 points, 12 rebounds, and a career-high 6 blocks, which ties the school record. Dakota Wesleyan improves to 13-4 on the season, 9-2 in the GPAC. They will host Waldorf for a Wednesday Corn Palace doubleheader. That women's game starts at 5 p.m. And the Dakota Wesleyan men will hold off Mount Marty Saturday at the Corn Palace for a 7-point victory, 83-76. Randy Rosenquist Jr. led all scorers with 24 points, while Steele Morgan added 16. Easton Neuendorf had 19 points, along with 7 assists and 6 rebounds. Mount Marty cut the lead down to 3 late in the game, but then back-to-back buckets from Morgan and Rosenquist, plus a 4-point play from Tyson Stevenson, sealed the victory. Tigers host Waldorf Wednesday night at the Corn Palace, starting at 6:45. South Dakota State women's basketball set a new school record on Saturday, making 19 three-pointers in a 103-76 win over Oral Roberts. Brooklyn Meyer led all scorers with 19 points on 7 of 10 shooting, also with 7 rebounds. Emily Fox and Katie Vasika each scored 17. Vasika had 5 three-pointers. She also had 7 assists, while Emily Fox had 6 assists. 8 different Jackrabbits had at least 1 three-pointer as SDSU jumped out to a 32-12 first quarter lead. They're now 13-4 on the season, 3-0 in the Summit League. They stay at home this week, hosting Denver on Thursday night at 7 p.m. Mitchell Gymnastics would take home second at the Brookings Invitational on Saturday. Harrisburg claimed the team title with a season-best 152 points. Colonels were second at 144.85. That's their second-best team score of the season. Mitchell's Kiana Groper was third in the all-around, followed by teammate Olivia Prunty, who finished fourth. Mitchell's Abby Hone would lead the Colonels in vaults with a 9.35, placing second overall. Mitchell Gymnastics travels to Huron for an invitational Friday night. That starts at 5:30. Mitchell basketball swept Yankton at home Friday night, part of a doubleheader. The boys would win 69-53. Colton Smith had 23 points and 7 rebounds. Owen Rammel added 21 points, but it was Colin Weir who was our Culver's player of the game. He finished with a double-double of 13 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 assists. Mitchell boys on the road this week. They'll be at number 3, Sioux Falls Roosevelt, tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Mitchell girls picked up their third straight win. They beat Yankton Friday night by 19 points, 55-36. Eddie Simpson led the Colonels with 22, while Ania Talley and London Hyatt both had season highs of 10 points apiece. We do have coverage coming up tomorrow night of Mitchell Colonel girls basketball. They'll be back at home hosting Roosevelt at 7. Our pregame show on KORN News Radio starts tomorrow night at 6:45. And that's a look at your sports for this Monday, January 12th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.